Amen. So we're going to welcome Brother Dan and Sister Libby up to the front.
Queremos dar la bienvenida a nuestro hermano Dan y hermana Libby.
They actually come all the way from Nebraska.
Vienen desde el estado de Nebraska.
And they're a part of Church Mobilization.
Son parte del Ministerio Church Mobilization.
Which used to be called U.S. MAPS.
Que tenía otro título antes,
but they're US a part of the RV or the RV Volunteers.
Y trabajan voluntariamente.
And Brother Dan is the overseer over all of the various states in this district.
Y nuestro hermano Dan, él es el supervisor de los diferentes estados en este área.
And so we thank God for you, Brother Dan and Sister Libby. Please come forward and bless the people.
Dar la bienvenida a esta pareja, por favor.
Well, good morning.
Buenos días.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God is good.
Dios es bueno.
Gloria a Dios. I am trying to learn Spanish, and I do know that much. Glory to God, right?
Estoy tratando
praise
de
God. God
español.
Is good.
Dios es bueno.
God is good. I need to give time for you to talk too,
that's
don't
okay.
I? Yes.
That's okay. That's okay.
Praise God. We are blessed to be here.
Somos bendecidos estar aquí.
My name is Dan, my wife Libby.
Mi nombre es Dan y mi esposa se llama Libby.
Zitterkopf.
Zitterkopf.
That's a German name.
Es el apellido alemán.
We wonder what names mean sometimes.
A veces queremos saber lo que quiere decir un nombre.
And Zitterkopf in German means shaker head.
En alemán el nombre Zitterkopf dice de nuestra cabeza de moverse así.
And I often wonder what does that, am I a bobblehead or what, you know? I need to get one of those little bobbleheads with the head bobbles, but I've come to realize how I want it to play out for me.
De la manera que quiero trabajar para mí mismo.
And if I'm going to shake my head, this is what I want it to be.
Y si voy a mover mi cabeza, yo quiero ser de esta manera.
As a missionary,
como misionero,
and for you as believers,
y como creyentes ustedes,
when God says, do something,
cuando Dios dice que debemos hacer algo,
when God says, go somewhere,
cuando Dios nos dice say, que vaya,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Sí, Señor, mover nuestra cabeza.
So that's what I want Zitterkopf to mean.
Y
yes,
de
Lord.
Esto quiero que el apellido Zitterkopf diga.
Yes,
sí, Señor.
We are blessed to be part of the RV volunteer ministry.
Somos bendecidos en ser parte de este ministerio.
And we have a table in the back.
Tenemos mesa atrás allí.
You can pick up some of the literature.
Puede levantar y leer de nosotros.
And we send out an update or a newsletter a couple times a year.
Y dos veces por año mandamos nuevas.
Once a year in mail
and
several times email.
So, y a veces por email.
If you're interested in keeping up with us, sign up in the back.
Si usted está interesado de recibir nuevas, pon su nombre ahí atrás.
And pick up one of our prayer cards.
Levante una carta de oración.
Put it somewhere prominent.
Y ponlo donde vas a recordar.
And pray for us.
Y ore por nosotros.
We need prayer.
Necesitamos sus oraciones.
And God answers prayer, doesn't he?
Y Dios contesta.
Praise God. We heard that this morning.
Escuchamos un testimonio hoy.
Our home is in Nebraska.
Nuestro casa está en Nebraska.
But we took the long way to get here today.
Pero llegamos por larga ruta hoy.
We left in June.
Nos fuimos en el mes de junio.
And we've made stops in Wyoming and Montana and Utah.
Y hemos parado en los estados de Wyoming, Montana, Utah.
And in Colorado and several in Colorado, and now we're here.
Y diferentes lugares en Colorado, y ahora estamos aquí.
And as missionaries, we meet with pastors and churches.
Como misioneros, nos juntamos con pastores y iglesias.
To recruit projects and also to recruit workers.
Para acercarnos con trabajadores.
And so pray for us.
Entonces, ore por nosotros.
That God will send workers into the harvest field.
Que Dios mande trabajadores.
Yes, I set an alarm on my phone.
Yo puse un alarme en mi celular.
For 10:02 in the morning.
Para 2 minutos después de 10.
And when that alarm goes off, I say, Lord, send workers into the harvest.
Y cuando ese alarme suene, yo pido, Señor, mande trabajadores.
And here's why I do that.
Y por esta razón.
Because Luke chapter 10, verse 2.
Porque Lucas capítulo 10, versículo 2.
Says, pray the Lord of the harvest.
Dice, ore para el Señor.
That he will send workers into the harvest field.
Que él mande trabajadores.
We need workers.
Necesitamos trabajadores.
Not just to build buildings.
No solamente para construir.
But to build his kingdom.
Pero también para su reino.
And God has given each of us different gifts and abilities.
Y Dios nos ha dado diferentes habilidades y dones.
And he will use your gifts and abilities to help build his kingdom.
Y Dios quiere usar su habilidad y talento para levantar su reino.
More important than creating a building.
Y más importante de construir un edificio.
Is recreating our hearts.
Es de recrear nuestros corazones.
And I pray that as we work together.
Y yo oro que mientras trabajamos juntos,
I'm looking forward to working with some of you this week.
Y yo espero trabajar con algunos de ustedes esta semana.
That God will just help our hearts to be knit together as one.
Que Dios nos une de corazón como uno.
This morning I have a little slideshow I want to share with you.
Quiero compartir en esta mañana con ustedes.
These are some of the projects that we've been on in the past year.
Algunos proyectos que hemos trabajado.
And you're going to see people just like you.
Y van a ver gente así como nosotros.
That are coming and helping with projects.
Que nos ayuda con and estos proyectos.
Projects from building playgrounds to changing floors. And
proyectos de cambiar el piso hasta tener lugar para que los niños jueguen.
Painting walls and putting up metal buildings.
De pintar las paredes o poner metal.
And these are some of our RVers.
Y estos son algunos de nuestros trabajadores.
But not all of these volunteers are RVers.
Pero no todos viajan como en su RV.
Some of them are just people from the churches that help out as well.
Algunos son gente de la iglesia que nos ayuden.
And some of them are people that have come from far away
y vienen de largo
with their church to help.
Con su iglesia para ayudar. Everybody see?
This is a church in our hometown in Lexington that we helped redo the fellowship hall.
Esta es nuestra iglesia en Lexington y ayudamos construir allí.
And we like to eat together. Eating is good.
Nos gusta comer juntos.
We had a church from one of the churches come to a little church in Nebraska and helped.
Vino una iglesia pequeña para ayudar.
For a week, and we re-poured some concrete.
Y pusimos el concrete.
And redid their entryway and some bathrooms.
Y ayudamos en la entrada y el baño.
You saw a man in a wheelchair.
Ahí estaba un hombre.
An incredible roofer who's fallen and is in a wheelchair now. He's going through rehab.
Él está sanando,
we're
se
praying
cayó.
That he'll be able to walk again. He's working hard to do that.
Está trabajando para poder andar otra vez.
We have a team from Tennessee that went to Montana to help a church.
Hay un equipo de Tennessee que ayudó en Montana.
We have campgrounds in Montana and Colorado and Nebraska where we work. Shower house.
Lugares de campamento donde hemos trabajado.
Cabins, and this is at the campground in Cedar Ridge, Colorado.
Este es el campamento en Cedar Ridge.
Did I turn that down? We lost sound. That's okay. Some of our RVers at the national convention. Music isn't important.
Aquí el convención de trabajadores.
We had a church in Boulder, Colorado.
Una iglesia en Boulder.
A home church.
Una iglesia en casa.
That just needed a wall taken out so they could bring two rooms together.
Necesitaba el pader movido para unir los cuartos.
And have more people.
para tener más gente.
We had a storefront that was a dentist's office that we opened up so they could have Bible studies.
Un lugar que era oficina de dentista se abrió para tener
so
estudio bíblico.
Our projects are varied. This is a RV park we put at the campground.
Y ahí el campamento donde los RVs se parquean.
And just some of the lovely people that we've come to know and love. So,
y mucha gente amable.
Every project is different.
Y cada proyecto es diferente.
And every person is different.
Y cada persona es diferente.
And so we have to approach them differently.
Y tenemos que acercarnos diferentemente.
I don't talk to the kids the same way I talk to adults.
Yo no hablo con los niños de la misma manera que hablo con adultos.
Sometimes we have to change how we talk to one another.
Y a veces cambiamos de manera de hablar el uno con el otro.
And so we can work together.
Para trabajar unidos.
I'm going to keep moving here. I think move on. I want to talk this morning about Nehemiah.
Quiero hablar en esta mañana sobre Nehemías.
In the Bible, Nehemiah was a man of prayer and action.
En la Biblia era hombre de acción y oración.
The book of Nehemiah is dedicated to the story of Nehemiah and how the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt.
El libro de Nehemías se dedica de la manera que Dios construyó las paredes de Israel.
And how God worked miracles to provide everything they needed.
Y como Dios proveyó milagrosamente.
He provided the materials.
Proveyó Dios los materiales.
He provided the permission.
El permisión.
The building permits.
Los permitos.
Everything they needed and the people.
Todo lo que era necesario aún trabajadores.
Nehemiah had to take a step of faith.
Nehemías tenía que tomar ese paso de fe.
And when we do ministry for the Lord, it requires some steps of faith.
Y cuando trabajamos por el Señor, necesita fe.
We have to believe that if we will hear from God.
Tenemos que creer que si vamos a escuchar de Dios.
And obey Him.
Y obedecerlo.
That He'll provide what we need along the way.
Él va a proveer cada día.
That's how we live as missionaries.
De esta manera vivimos como misioneros.
And that's how you exist as a church.
Y ustedes existen como iglesia.
Yeah, you say, God, what should we do?
Preguntan, Señor, ¿qué debemos de hacer?
And He gives us instructions.
Y Él nos da las instrucciones.
And then we begin to say, that's bigger than us.
Y decimos, es tan grande para nosotros.
And I don't know how I can do that.
No sé cómo puedo hacerlo.
But I'll take a step.
Pero voy a tomar ese paso.
And I'll take another step.
Y otro paso.
And God will guide our steps
y
along
Dios
the way.
Guía cada paso.
We love working with churches.
Amamos trabajando con iglesias.
And seeing God provide along the way.
Y viendo a Dios proveer cada día.
Nehemiah, a man of prayer and action. Two things, prayer and action.
El hombre Nehemías, hombre de oración y acción.
If you have a coin, it has two sides.
Si usted tiene dinero, él tiene dos lados.
And I want you to think of prayer and action being part of the same coin.
Yo quiero que piensen sobre oración y acción siendo parte del mismo moneda.
It's complete because it has both sides.
Es completo porque tiene los dos lados.
On one side is stamped prayer.
En un lugar, en un lado es oración.
And on the other side is stamped action.
Y el otro lado representa acción.
I know some people think that coin has action stamped on both sides.
Yo conozco gente que piensa que los dos lados dicen acción.
And some people think that prayer is stamped on both sides.
Y otra gente que piensa que oración está en los dos lados.
But I think God wants our lives to be stamped with prayer and action.
Pero Dios quiere que nuestra vida sea tocado con oración y acción.
He doesn't want us to take action without praying.
Él no quiere que actuamos sin orar.
And He doesn't want us to pray without taking action.
Ni que oremos sin tomar acción.
Nehemiah was a man of prayer and action.
Nehemías era hombre de oración y acción.
He saw the needs of Jerusalem.
Él vio la necesidad de Jerusalén.
People were in captivity in Babylon.
La gente estaba en captividad en Babilonia.
And Nehemiah was there serving the king as a cupbearer.
Y Nehemías estaba sirviendo allí al rey.
And he got an email from back home.
Y él recibió email de Jerusalén.
That said things are really bad back home.
Que decía las cosas están muy malas aquí.
Some letters you don't want to open.
A veces no queremos abrir ciertas cartas. You
don't like what you're going to have to read.
Porque no queremos leer lo que va a decir.
Nehemiah's heart was stirred when he heard about what was happening back home.
Pero el corazón de Nehemías fue tocado en escuchar esas noticias.
He read the letter. It said the walls are broken down. The gates have been burned with fire.
Él leyó, los paredes están tirados y la entrada está tocado mal de fuego.
Sometimes we look around in our community, our state, our nation.
A veces miramos en nuestra comunidad, estado o locación.
And we don't want to read the news.
Y no queremos leer las nuevas.
We don't want to hear how bad things are.
No queremos escuchar de cosas malas.
We're tired of hearing that the walls are broken down and the gates are burned.
Estamos cansados de escuchar que los paredes están tirados y la entrada quemada.
Sometimes personally we're tired of our lives being a mess.
A veces personalmente estamos aguitados de nuestra vida en problema.
Of our families being in a mess.
De nuestras familias estando en problema.
Of our communities and our nation.
De nuestra comunidad o a una nación.
Nehemiah made arrangements to go back to help build the wall.
Nehemías hizo plan para regresar a trabajar en los paredes.
And he went back to Jerusalem.
Él regresó a Jerusalén.
And at night he went around the walls of Jerusalem.
Y en la noche él anduvo alrededor de los paredes de Jerusalén.
And he saw the need for himself.
Y él vio su misma necesidad.
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 17.
Nehemías 2:17.
See the need.
Él vio la necesidad.
If we don't see the need, we won't do anything.
Si no vemos la situación, no vamos a hacer nada.
You see the trouble we are in.
Ves la difícil situación.
Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burned with fire.
Jerusalén está en ruinas y sus puertas consumidas por el fuego.
I don't know if Center has a coffee shop.
No sé si Centro tiene lugar de tomar café.
Where the farmers get together early in the morning and talk about what's happening.
Donde trabajadores se juntan para hablar de lo que está pasando.
But I'll bet you don't have to go very far to find one.
Pero yo no creo que tienen que ir muy largo distancia
and
para
some
encontrar.
Some of them will be there at 5 in the morning.
Alguien está ahí en las 5 de la mañana.
And it seems like some of them don't leave till afternoon, but
y algunos no se van hasta mediodía.
But if you listen to their conversation,
pero si escuchan cuando hablan,
you're going to hear conversations like this.
Podemos escuchar conversaciones de esta manera.
They'll be talking about the economy,
hablan de la economía,
the price of potatoes and of whatever else is grown here.
el precio de papas y lechuga.
The price of fuel.
El costo de gasolina.
The people in office.
Las personas sirviendo.
And they're going to say it's terrible.
Y van a decir es terrible.
Somebody ought to do something.
Alguien debe de hacer algo.
We need to do something.
Tenemos que hacer algo.
We can't keep going the way things are.
No podemos seguir de esta manera.
And it's not just in our nation and our communities.
Y no solo en nuestra nación o comunidad.
But there comes a place when we take God by His Spirit, takes a look and shines into our own lives.
Pero viene el momento cuando el Espíritu Dios brille en nuestra vida.
And he makes it real personal.
Y lo hace personal a nosotros.
He says, you see the problems that you have.
Y nos dice, ya ves el problema.
And maybe even in your own life, you've talked to your neighbors and your family.
Y quizás en nuestra vida hemos hablado con vecino o familia.
And we say we wish things could be different.
Y decimos, queremos que las cosas cambien.
Is there some way we can change things?
¿Hay manera que podemos cambiar las cosas?
But we never are going to change if we don't at first see the need for change.
Pero no podemos cambiar la situación si no vemos la necesidad.
Somebody ought to do something.
Alguien debe de hacer algo.
And God looked down from heaven.
Yo creo que Dios vio del cielo.
And he said, somebody needs to do something.
Y dijo, alguien tiene que hacer algo.
That's why he sent his son.
Por eso mandó a su hijo.
To rebuild our lives.
Para construir de otra vez nuestra vida.
It's one thing to talk about our problems.
Es una cosa hablar de nuestro problema.
It's another thing to do something about them.
Es otra cosa hacer algo.
So we can sit around the coffee shops and complain.
Podemos sentarnos tomando café y quejarnos.
Or we can step up like Nehemiah and take action.
O podemos levantarnos así como Nehemías y tomar acción.
But we'll never take action until we see the needs.
Pero no vamos a tomar acción hasta que vemos la necesidad.
And I pray today that God will help us to see the needs of the people around us.
Y mi oración es que Dios nos ayude a ver la necesidad de la gente alrededor.
The difference is between Nehemiah and these coffee drinkers.
La diferencia de Nehemías y los que solo toman café.
Is that he had a plan.
Es de que él tenía plan.
And he was willing to take action.
Y estaba listo para tomar acción.
He heard the call in his heart.
Él escuchó en su corazón.
And then he placed the call to others.
Y hizo esa llamada a otros.
In the last part of that same verse.
En el último parte de este versículo.
He gave an invitation.
Invitó.
Come and let's build the walls.
Venir y reconstruyamos.
Let's do something.
Vamos a hacer algo.
It changed from somebody ought to do something to let's do something.
Cambió de alguien debe de hacer algo, ahora era vamos a hacerlo.
Come and let us rebuild so we'll no longer live in shame and disgrace.
Venir y reconstruyamos para ya no vivir en desgracia.
It's not just in our communities, but it's in our own hearts as well.
No solo es en nuestra comunidad, sino también en nuestros corazones.
And I'm going to pray in a little bit here, and if there's things that are in your life.
Yo voy a orar, y si tienen algo en su vida
that are troubling you,
que es preocupación,
God can help you to rebuild your life.
Dios puede ayudarnos para reconstruir nuestra vida.
God can bring healing.
Dios nos trae sanidad.
Healing of bodies and healing of hearts.
Sanidad de cuerpo y corazón.
And healing of minds.
Y mente.
We may have overstepped the things that God has planned for us.
Quizás salimos del plan de lo que Dios tenía.
And we may have broken those walls down.
Y nosotros quebramos esos muros, esos paredes.
He can help us to rebuild.
Él nos puede ayudar a reconstruir.
I love building. I love working with my hands.
Me encanta trabajar con mis manos y construcción.
But more than anything, I love seeing God work in the hearts of people.
Más que todo, me encanta ver a Dios trabajando en corazones de gente.
See the need.
Ve la necesidad.
Hear the call.
Escucha el llamado.
And prepare the way.
Y prepare el camino.
There's a passage in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3.
En Isaías 40, versículo 3.
It's quoted in the Gospels.
Este versículo está dicho en los Evangelios.
And we relate it to John the Baptist.
Acerca de Juan el Bautista.
And I always thought that John the Baptist was the one who was in the wilderness, his voice crying out.
Yo siempre creía que era Juan el Bautista en el desierto, clamando desde allí.
But it wasn't so much about him crying out, it was about him preparing the way.
Pero era más de que él estaba preparando el camino.
And it was recently that this was solidified in my heart.
Recientemente esto se hizo sólido en mi corazón.
In Isaiah chapter 40, a voice of one calling.
Voz que clama en el desierto.
And I think that that voice is God calling.
Ese voz es de Dios,
I think he's calling to us, and I think the calling is to us as a church.
Llamándonos como iglesia.
And this is what he asks us to do.
Y de esto nos pide.
He's saying, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord.
Preparar un camino a Jehová.
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Nivelad una calzada en el estepa a nuestro Dios.
People are living in a wilderness.
La gente vive en el desierto.
Sometimes we walk in a wilderness.
A veces andamos en un desierto.
Our communities are in a wilderness.
Nuestra comunidad está como en un desierto.
Our county, our states are in a wilderness.
Nuestro estado está como en un desierto.
Our nation is in a wilderness.
Aún nuestra nación.
Our world is wandering in a wilderness.
Aún el mundo está moviéndose en un desierto.
And what God is asking the church to do.
Y lo que Dios pida de la iglesia.
In the midst of that wilderness,
en medio del desierto,
prepare the way for the Lord.
Preparar un camino a Jehová.
That's why we exist as a church.
Por esto existimos como iglesia.
To prepare the way for the Lord.
Para preparar camino a Jehová.
For his glory to be revealed.
Para que él puede revelar su gloria.
And there are some things that have to happen before God can reveal his glory.
Y hay cosas que tienen que ocurrir antes que él revele su gloria.
That passage goes on to say,
sigue diciendo el pasaje.
I'm sorry, I don't have the rest of that passage on here. I'm sorry. That passage goes on to say, mountains need to be brought down.
Las montañas se van a bajar.
Valleys need to be brought up.
Los valles se van a alzar.
And the way needs to be made smooth.
Y el camino tiene que ser más suave.
People want to see the glory of God.
La gente quiere ver la gloria de Dios.
But they're struggling with mountains in their life.
Pero batallan con montañas
mountains
en su vida.
Of addiction.
Montañas de adicción.
Unforgiveness.
De no querer perdonar.
Bitterness.
De orgullo.
And anger, and those things need to be brought down.
Y esas cosas malas tienen que bajarse.
People are trying to climb out of the valleys.
Gente quiere, levantarse del valle.
Of discouragement or depression or anxieties.
De ansiedad, depresión, desánimo.
They need to know that there's an easier way.
Tienen que escuchar que hay camino mejor.
That God is with them.
Que Dios está con ellos.
It's our role as a church.
Es nuestro trabajo como iglesia.
To make it easy for people to find Jesus.
Para preparar que pueden encontrar a Jesucristo.
To help them overcome.
Para que ellos pueden vencer.
Their mountains.
Esa montaña.
And to give them a hand up out of their valleys.
Y ayudarles de su valle.
And invite them to take steps of faith.
De invitarlos
to see Jesus.
A tomar ese paso para ver a Cristo.
Just as John the Baptist prepared the way for the first coming of Christ.
Así como Juan el Bautista preparó el camino para la primera venida de Cristo.
I believe that we as a church need to prepare the way for the second coming of Christ.
Yo creo que nosotros como iglesia necesitamos preparar para la segunda venida de Cristo.
It starts by seeing the need.
Empieza en ver la necesidad.
Hearing the call.
Escuchar el llamado.
Praying.
Orar.
And taking action.
Y tomar acción.
I want to pray for you today.
Yo quiero orar por ustedes hoy.
How many of you here today would say, I need God to do something in my life?
¿Cuántos están aquí y dicen, yo necesito que Dios haga algo en
Amen.
Mi vida?
Several of you. It may be healing. It may be forgiveness.
Sea sanidad, de perdonar.
It may be discouragement. It may be depression.
Es acerca de el desánimo, depresión.
It may be relationships.
Quizás en una relación.
But you need to see God.
Pero usted necesita ver a Dios y su gloria.
If you will commit it to Him.
Si das ese eso a Cristo.
He will reveal His glory.
Él va a revelar su gloria.
Some of you raised your hands.
Algunos levantaron
Let's just pray
su
together.
Manos.
I want to pray together with you. Father God, if you have a need today, I want you to find God. I want you to know that He's with you. Just lift your hand to Him. Lord Jesus, today I pray that you
yes,
will
Jesus.
Come in mightily and powerfully
yes,
and
Jesus.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that you will forgive sins.
Yes.
that you will heal bodies, that you will provide for needs. I pray, Lord, that you would work the miracles, that we would see your glory. But Lord, we prepare the way by preparing our hearts, by opening our hearts, by taking a step. And Lord, I pray that we would, as a church, would remove the stumbling blocks, that we would remove the obstacles, that we would make it easy for people to find Jesus and to find the hope and the courage and the help and the forgiveness and the healing that comes by your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I would be happy to stay and pray with anybody that needs prayer. Remember our table that's here. We're going to eat in a few minutes. And Brother James, if you want to come back and conclude this service as you see fit. Thank you so much for an opportunity to be here today. We look forward to the next couple of weeks together.
Amen. Can you give Brother Dan and Sister Libby a round of applause this morning?
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your heart with us. It's Gracias. Wonderful to have Brother Dan and Sister Libby with us.
Es gran bendición tener esta pareja con nosotros.
And sharing his heart with us.
Compartiendo su corazón con nosotros.
There are needs all around us.
Hay necesidad alrededor.
And God wants to use you and me to help to meet those needs
y Dios,
around us.
Dios quiere usar a usted y a mí para ayudar esas necesidades.
Be sensitive to God.
Sea sensitivo a Dios.
Let God speak to your heart and your life.
Deje que Dios hable a su corazón y vida.
He may be calling you into this kind of ministry.
Quizás te está llamando a este tipo de ministerio.
Be sensitive to God.
Sea sensitivo a Dios.
There is a big harvest out there.
Hay mucho que hacer por Dios.
And there are very little workers.
Y pocos trabajadores.
Let God touch you.
Deje que Dios te toque.
Right where you are.
Donde estás.
You don't need to be way over there when you need to be here.
No tienes que estar preocupado de estar allí cuando necesitas estar aquí.
Just lay hold of God with all of your heart.
Tome todo de su vida completa a Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's say a closing prayer.
Queremos orar juntos.
As we do, I'd like for you to put your hands towards Brother Dan and Sister Libby. Let's say a prayer over them that God will bless them. Lord,
extiende su mano.
We do pray that you would bless Brother Dan and Sister Libby.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord God, for their sensitivity to you, even in being willing to come here to center the San Luis Valley. We pray that, Lord, your hand would be over them, that you would give them the strength, Lord, as they're acclimating to this high altitude, that you would give them strength and grace daily in everything they set their hands to do. We pray that you would bless and prosper their way. We pray that you'd bless the other RVers that will be joining them, that you would bless the work of their hands. And Lord, we pray that you would watch over them, keep them safe, and they're going out, they're coming in. We pray that you'd bless the ministry of church mobilization, every aspect of it. We pray that you'd bless the RVers that are giving of their talent. Lord, we pray your blessing upon them and bless Brother Dan and Sister Libby, specifically, give them a special blessing for blessing us. We pray also for the food we're about to receive, that you would bless it and make it nourishing to our bodies. We pray that, Lord, you would provide for those that don't have. And so we thank you for this blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you all. Remember, we're having food in the back. Please join us. Okay?